It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. The number of available beds is a major metric for tracking capacity in hospitals. Not only does it indicate how likely people are to get immediate medical care, but if occupancy rates cross a certain threshold, the state can order a hospital to pause elective procedures, and that is a major source of revenue for hospitals. Now, some New York City healthcare workers say the numbers of open beds being publicly reported doesn't always match up with what they're seeing in emergency rooms and intensive care units. Reporter Maya Kaufman wrote about this for Crane's New York Business Healthcare, and she joins us now. Welcome back to WNYC, Maya.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. Why is the number of available beds so important, both to gauging the extent of the pandemic and to hospitals themselves?
Sure. So this is really important to know that our hospitals are able to withstand the current surge of patients that are being hospitalized, not only for COVID and the Omicron variant, but also other issues, since now people are going back to emergency rooms for all of the medical needs that they might have avoided going to an emergency room back in the first waves of the pandemic. There's also the issue of what you noted before, of if hospitals reach 90% occupancy rates on average, they might be asked by the state to halt elective procedures. Those are procedures that are scheduled in advance, and they're a big moneymaker for hospitals.
How do they report these numbers?
Hospitals report these numbers through a survey called HERDS that goes to the state health department. And so all of the public data is actually self-reported by hospitals. They're manually compiling these numbers every day. But within that, there's a bit of latitude that hospitals have in how exactly they can report those numbers. For example, healthcare workers were telling me that there isn't really a standard for when hospitals actually count up the number of available beds, which they said can be something that hospitals can exploit.
Now, what are local New York City hospitals saying about their open beds? Are they downplaying the severity of the outbreak by any chance?
The hospitals that I mentioned in my story, I reached out to all of them for comment. We sent a detailed list of questions and our findings about discrepancies between the data that healthcare workers are seeing on their internal dashboards and the data that they're reporting publicly. And they all assured me that they have adequate capacity. Health and Hospitals, the city's public hospital system, said it's complying with the state's reporting requirements and it's redeploying workers to understaffed facilities as needed. New York Presbyterian assured me they have sufficient ICU bed capacity. Montefiore Medical Center actually took a different tone, and they told me that it's misleading and irresponsible to rely on anecdotal information and hearsay and reporting. But none of the hospitals actually address the specific findings or questions about how they're reporting their data and why there might be differences.
You spoke to healthcare workers. What are they saying?
Healthcare workers said that the data that hospitals were reporting on available beds was not lining up at all with what they were seeing on the ground. I cited to them the numbers that hospitals were reporting and asked them what they had seen on those same days. And to give you an example, one of the an ER nurse at Montefiore told me that on the same day that Montefiore had reported that its Moses campus in North Central Bronx was at 75% capacity with more than 200 open beds, that he had seen that the ER had 32 patients waiting for beds in the ER, and two patients waiting for an ICU bed, with some patients waiting more than 2 days.
Is there some way of tracking bed availability that would give a more accurate picture? Is this standardized? If not, why not? Something that's independent of hospital staff and independent of the hospital itself of determining what the actual number is?
That's something that'll be pretty difficult to put together. But one of the problems here is that hospitals have their internal dashboards, their electronic record keeping systems, where hospital workers can track capacity on a real time basis. And then the survey that the hospitals fill out to tell the state their capacity those are two different systems. So there hasn't been much talk that I've seen about how exactly that system could be modernized and get those systems to talk to each other. But it's something that experts agree is outdated, and there needs to be a way to have all of these data systems talking to each other rather than in silos.
Especially now in a pandemic.
Exactly.
Maya Kaufman covers healthcare for Crain's New York Business. Maya, thank you for joining us once again.
Thanks so much for having me.